Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When you do something from the bottom of your heart, the very best you know how to do it, and to take it as far as you can, and you're able to say, that's the best I know how to do. If I knew better, I'd do better, Lord. That's the best I know. He looks at that and calls it perfection. Now, if that's strange to you, don't just take my word for it, study it out. But that's what he calls perfection. That's what he calls a perfect heart. Wholehearted. Genesis 4, 3. Well, let's read verse 2. Well, let's read verse 1. Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings. Everybody say firstlings. Of the firstlings of his flock and of the what?
Fat.
The fat. The best. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Does the Lord care about offerings? Now, when we say offerings, don't just think money now. Don't just think passing the plate. Do you understand your whole life is to be an offering unto the Lord? Hold your place. Go to Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you what?
Present.
Would that be like an offering? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what?
Reasonable service.
You're talking about my whole body? Living. It'd be easier to lay it on the altar and burn it. It'd be done. But this is every day. Living sacrifice. Unto holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We need to get away from just giving at offering time.
Amen.
That should just be the most natural thing for us, to give at offering time, because we are offering unto God our best from the time we open our eyes. The best we know. Pray the best we know. Live the best we know. Be a friend to others the best we know. Be a good employee the best we know. Be a good boss the best we know. Right?
Right.
That is offering unto God an excellent sacrifice. And when these two men came and brought their offerings before the Lord, some people say, well, the problem was Cain brought from the field and it should have been a blood sacrifice. Well, I don't know that I see support for that. Nothing was said about being an atoning for sin sacrifice. It just says it was an offering. And the Bible didn't say that he was not pleased with Cain because it wasn't a blood sacrifice. It says in Hebrews, it was a faith deal. Right? It was a faith issue. So apparently, Cain did not bring his offering in faith like Abel did. Then how did he bring it? Faith and conscience are inseparable. Your faith and your conscience. Let me take time and read you some scriptures. Don't turn there, but just listen to these. The scripture says in 1 Timothy 1, the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of good conscience and faith unfeigned. Did you hear the connection? A good conscience and faith unfeigned. Verse 19, 1 Timothy 1, just listen. Hold to faith and a good conscience. faith, and a good conscience. 1 Timothy 3:9. Hold the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Faith, pure conscience. Now here's the other side of this. Titus 1. To the pure all things are pure, but to them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Unbelieving people have a defiled conscience. People who are full of faith have a pure, clear conscience. And if things are bothering your conscience, that is undermining your faith. Are you with me? Because faith is of the heart. And anything that bothers your heart is going to affect your faith. Are you with me? Other people see the outside. They don't know your heart. They may think you're doing pretty good. But you know what it really is in your heart. And God knows your heart. And if you're just messing around with stuff, slipshod, and you're not giving God your best, Cain came in there with some stuff out of his garden in his field. Wasn't his best. It was offering time. And he didn't really want to do it. But he got some together. Everybody's bringing stuff, so he brought something. And he put it there and thought, well, there it is. And he left. But Abel, he went out to the pasture and he said, it's offering time. And I love God. Only the best I've got would be good enough for God. And he looked around, and like we said last week, he looked at this one and he looked at that one. He looked at Spot and he looked at Biffy. And he looked at Juju, and then he saw Fluffy. Fluffy was the prettiest thing in the whole county. Fluffy won ribbons at the fair. Fluffy had not a blemish. Fluffy was picture perfect. And he said, it's going to be Fluffy. Fluffy, you're it. I'm going to give you to God. Amen? Amen? And now here's the deal. It wasn't, I'm sure, you know, the earth had been affected by the curse. I'm sure you could have taken a microscope and you could have found something wrong with Fluffy. Because it was in the earth. But you couldn't have found anything wrong with Abel's heart. Amen. Are you with me? God wasn't just looking at Fluffy. Right? He wasn't looking at a sheep.
That's right.
He's not looking at checks. He's not looking at cash. Right?
Amen.
He sees the heart.
Amen.
This is serious stuff.
Yes.
I said, this is so serious. It was such a serious rift. Next thing we see, there's murder.
Yeah.
Cain killed his brother over this. Why? The devil hates this. It's such a pure thing to God. When you give God your best, and when you, we're not just talking about money, in any area, when you give God your best and you reach for the excellence because you want to honor Him and you want to please Him and you want to bless Him, that does something to the heart of God. The Bible said God accepted that sacrifice from Abel. His heart was open to Him. His love was towards Him. And His blessing was on Him. And all this makes the devil jealous. Because he's lost that. He used to be in the presence of the Most High. And he has lost that. And when he sees God loving us like that, and he, instead of him giving his best to God, he rebelled against God. And when we stepped up and give our best to Him and He sees the love and the blessing from God, it made Him so mad. He looked for something to kill and He was able to influence Cain.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because God was playing favorites and said that Cain couldn't have the blessing. He told him, if you do right, shall you not be accepted? In other words, check your heart. Make some adjustments.
Amen.
You can be blessed. I'll receive you too. You can't come here playing, though, because God knows the heart. Oh, this is a serious thing. Do you remember what happened in the book of Acts? Barnabas came. gave land that was in his family. And it wasn't the land. The land was great. The money was great. But that wasn't what it was. It was the heart. Man, Barnabas stood up and gave his whole heart to God and demonstrated it in this generous, big gift. And Ananias and Sapphira saw that. And they saw that they were saying, oh, Barnabas, ain't he a sold out man of God? Look at that and a blessing on his life. And so they wanted that. And so they came and lied to the preachers and lied to God and said, yeah, we sold the whole thing and we gave the whole thing to God. Now you hear the thing? What was this about? The whole thing. The whole thing. But it wasn't a matter of the whole. The preacher, the man of God said to him, you know, this was in your hands. You could have done whatever you wanted to with it, but you stood up here and lied to God like you were giving everything. Next thing you know, they're dead. Dead. That's how serious this thing is, to mock a wholehearted, pure gift of excellence. Is a thing serious enough to judge immediately? Oh, but friend, it opens something. I said it opens something. We're told it opens the windows of heaven. It opens the avenue of God's blessing when you open your heart and excellence flows. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Abel gave his very best. Y'all are too quiet on this. Don't let this scare you. Don't let it bother you. Be encouraged. I said, be encouraged that you too can give God your best. What did the Lord say was the first and greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God. How? With all your heart. All your soul. All your mind, all your strength. How much?
All.
Half is not okay. Is it? All. The devil is such a liar. He tells people, he's convinced Christians all over the planet, that if they really give God their all, they won't be happy. If you don't save some for yourself. If you really just gave God everything and just served Him wholeheartedly, 100%, just went for God, as we say, whole hog, just everything, that you wouldn't have as much fun, that you'd lose your life. Yeah, you would. And then you'd find it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.